Repeat after me. I'm at the right place at the right time, successfully engaged in the right activity. Welcome back, whether you're watching on the podcast or YouTube. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, follow, all the things. In this video, I'm going to be talking about hard work and what hard work actually means, in my personal opinion, and how you can use hard work to your advantage. I personally feel that hard work has a really, really bad reputation. When you really think about it and you really analyze it, it doesn't have to be as bad as you think it is. A lot of people associate hard work with being miserable, with sacrificing their desires, with having to work really hard for money and not feeling appreciated, not feeling fairly compensated, feeling taken advantage of, feeling like you have to sacrifice your health, your relationships, or your overall well-being, or even your morals to be able to earn the amount of money that you want to earn, or to be able to provide in the way that you want to provide for yourself or maybe for your family. All of us have passions. All of us have interests. All of us have our own unique desires and bare minimums of what we accept into our lives, of what we want our life to be like, and what we expect to get financially from the things that we do. Sometimes it is necessary to work in a field that you don't enjoy in order to save enough money or invest enough money to be able to work in something that you do enjoy, or launch your business or launch your passions online. There is a different route for everybody. Not everybody is going to have the same career path. Some people like to go to work and work at one place for a long time and then retire and live off their retirement and just have a very peaceful, low-key life. Other people like to spend, they like to travel, they like to do certain things. They don't like to be tied down to one job. So they like having flexible jobs, right, that travel the world. So this is where you have like pilots and people that get paid to travel the world and work in different locations. Then we have the person who not only wants to have freedom of time and space, but also wants to be able to decide what they do. So they want to start their own business. They want to work for themselves. Maybe you want to become a real estate agent, or maybe you want to be a real estate investor, or maybe you want to be an author, or there's something that you want to do and take that initiative for yourself. There is no substitute for working hard. When you have a salary job, when you have a job that requires a minimum amount of effort for you to show up and do whatever it is that you need to do, you can kind of get by sometimes, right? You know what I mean. You don't always have to be on point. You don't always have to be working very hard because you know what the job requires and you can almost work on autopilot. But when it comes to starting something new or expecting to get crazy results from something that you want, there is no substitute for actually stepping it up and working harder. Now, the problem is that people think working hard means not sleeping, drinking a lot of caffeine, hustling all day, stressing out, not having a social life, not having work-life balance. It doesn't necessarily mean you work longer hours. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to like burn yourself out. But you do have to put in your maximum effort. And in the time that you are working, you have to do the most that you can do with that time. You may not accomplish these goals overnight. There is no substitute for persistence as well. It's not just hard work, it's persistence. Because you can work really hard in the gym today, but if you don't keep going every week, if you don't keep going 3 times a week, 4 times a week, twice a week, you're not going to see the difference. You're not going to get the results that you're working for. So you're wasting your time. You're wasting your energy. You need to be firm in your decision with what you want to do. So if you want to start your own business, you need to have some sort of plan. Give yourself time to process all the information, to do the research that you need to do. Okay, if you feel like you rely on a job, then you need to stay at your job. If you have other sources of income, if you have other ways, other savings, other things, you know, do whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable, but you're also taking risks and you're also growing. You want to be able to stay in a place where you feel safe and you feel comfortable, but you also feel like you're pushing yourself. So that's why I say there's no substitute for hard work, but hard work gets to be fun. It gets to be a good experience because it puts us in a state where we're proud of ourselves. We challenge ourselves. When you go to the gym and you work out, right? In the beginning, you go because you think you're supposed to go and that's just the right thing to do. At least that's what it was for me. I lost a lot of weight and then I lost like 30 pounds, which I've talked about in other videos on how I lost weight and kept it off. But long story short, I lost a lot of weight. And then when I was like very slim, I decided, you know what? I'm slim. I should probably start working out. I didn't have a passion for exercise. I didn't have any type of exercise I wanted to do. I just knew that if I look this way, if I'm slim, if I'm eating in this way, I should probably have some sort of workout routine that I do. So I started working out. And it wasn't until months later, maybe even 6 months, maybe even years later, that now I enjoy working out. And when I go to work out, I feel good when I push myself. So before, it used to be the feeling of like, oh my God, I'm pushing myself. I don't want to do this. I just want to go home. I just want to watch TV. I'd rather be in bed right now. Why did I wake up so early to come to this workout? This is sucks. And that turned into, okay, like I know this sucks, but I'm excited to see what I can do today. I'm excited to push myself. Yes, it was uncomfortable, but I kind of like the discomfort. I like the feeling of working towards something, of pushing myself past my comfort level. It's no longer me fighting against myself. It's me working with myself to see what I can do. So coming from a place of self-love and making sure that you are taking care of yourself, making sure that you have proper boundaries in place and you're doing the necessary things to maintain your health. You're getting mental rest, emotional rest. You're getting rest in all the types of ways. I'm actually gonna make another video specifically talking about rest because there's not just one kind of rest. Rest doesn't just mean sleep. There's so much more that goes into it. So if you want to watch that video, don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notifications so you get notified when I post another video. The right path may not always be clear for you. You may not always know what the right move is. You may be battling with yourself to make a decision, but you have to push through that. It's not always about having the perfect choice, 100% certainty. You know, I've said this before, it's very rare that you're going to have 100% certainty in any decision that you make, but sometimes you need to decide to push through and take the risk. Because as long as you give yourself an appropriate amount of time to do proper research, to get as certain as you can possibly get that you know everything, at a certain point, you just kind of have to push through and just do it. You have to set deadlines for yourself. And it's not from a place of pushing yourself and hurrying up. No, it's from a place of keeping yourself accountable because remember, these goals, these things that you want, they're important to you. So of course you want to do the work. Of course you want to make it happen. If it just got handed to you and you didn't have to work for it, You didn't have to earn it. You didn't have any perspective at all. It just got handed right over to you. You would be really excited. You'd be like, okay, great, this is amazing, this is fun. But then you would get bored so fast. You'd be like, okay, what now? What am I supposed to do? This was my entire desire. Like, what am I supposed to do now? Set goals for yourself that you think you can accomplish. You don't have to get so much done in one day. You don't have to get so much done in a week, in a month. You need to get 1% better every day. If you focus on just doing a little bit better every single day, you will get a gradual increase. You will gradually start to see your results. You will gradually expand into your new role. Your beliefs will grow with you, and you'll feel a lot more comfortable with the results that you do get, and they'll be a lot more sustainable. It's the same thing with losing weight. You can lose weight really, really, really fast, really fast. But if your mindset, your habits, your beliefs, your results, your eating habits, everything, if that doesn't change with you at just as fast, then your results aren't going to be sustainable. You're going to go up and down in weight. You're going to get close to your goals, and then you're going to go far away. You know that expression, one step forward, two steps back? It's like you're going so fast, you make some progress, but then you set yourself back two steps. And it's sometimes better to just go slower and with more persistence, with more strength, being able to be strong in everything that you're doing and feel aligned and feel good about how you're living your life and the work that you're doing, feeling satisfied with the amount of effort that you're putting in, feeling like you gave it what you could, right? Not feeling like you had to sacrifice your relationships and this and that, because you know what that does? That creates resentment. Now you resent your success. When you have to compromise something, when you have to sacrifice something, you're always going to be comparing the result to the sacrifice that you made. And when this is a sacrifice that we're proud of, like this is working hard or going to the gym or working towards our business or towards our goals, whatever that is, we like these sacrifices. These were our choice, right? But when we have to sacrifice something that isn't really associated with us, maybe it's our relationships, maybe it's other things that are important to us that affect other people in our lives, you know, affect different areas of our lives. When we have to sacrifice those parts of ourselves, it creates this resentment, because now the results that we get are never enough. We're always going to say, oh, well, I had to sacrifice getting married. I had to sacrifice having kids. I had to sacrifice my education to be with this person. I had to sacrifice this and this about myself for this. Was it worth it? You don't want to look back on your life and ask yourself if it was worth it. You want to know that it was worth it. And you want to make sure that you don't sacrifice something that you're going to question down the line. You need to have a very clear idea on what your non-negotiables are. What is important to you? What are your morals? What is good for you? What is bad for you? How do you want to live your life? And then from there, you need to act accordingly. It's so funny because I have been working on this YouTube channel for maybe 6 months, maybe a little bit over 6 months now. And it's been growing. It's been growing at a great rate. I've been seeing lots of love from you guys. I've been selling a couple things here and there on my website. So it's been growing and everything's been going great. But I felt like something has been missing. I felt like, okay, I have some courses selling. I have some one-on-one sessions selling. I'm getting more engagement on my YouTube, on my socials. Like everything's growing, going well. That was the plan, right? That's what I wanted. But I feel like there's something missing. And part of that is because I want to sell a physical product. And this idea came to me, this desire really became firm for me, I would say a week or two ago. Maybe a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. Time moves so fast. Could be 2 weeks, could be 1 week. But the thought came to me that, you know, I love all the content I'm creating. I love the output, but part of me feels like I'm not working hard enough, like I'm not providing enough value, like there's something missing and I don't know what it is, because I'm posting at least one time per day. I'm posting like 5 times a week, right? A lot of YouTubers will post once a week, twice a week, a couple times a month. Babe, I post every day. Like you see me every day. So I'm doing a lot, right? I feel like I'm putting in the effort. I'm doing the best of my ability to edit my videos and do the back end, like the SEO, the back end stuff, the technical stuff they don't tell you about when you think about a content creator, stuff that doesn't have to do with how the video looks. It's like all the stuff and all the work that goes into the back end of the product. So I felt like I'm doing all this, but I'm not feeling like that gratification. And I remember, you know, I've always wanted to sell physical products. Like I always love handcrafting things. I've always made my own stuff, like custom jewelry, custom clothes, custom bags, custom skincare, custom everything. I love everything custom. And so I thought, you know what? When I used to be into creating things with my hands, I didn't have the money. I didn't have the time. I was in school or I was working and I didn't have like the financial stability to invest in creating a product or launching a business or anything like that. So I just stuck with creating content because creating content is free. And so now I'm like, okay, I'm still creating content. It's going well, but I have money now. Like now I have that financial stability. Now I have more time because I'm no longer in school and my job is creating content. So it's very, very flexible. I can have so much more time to create products that I wanted to create since I was a kid, but I didn't have the time or money or resources or the know-how on how to do all these things. And so now I'm like going through the steps of designing a product, creating like an Amazon seller account, looking at like trademarks and copywriting things and like all the steps of the process. I've reached out to some manufacturers and I'm looking at unit costs and crunching all the numbers for all this. And I'm so excited. I'm honestly so excited. The reason why I'm telling you all this, I'm not trying to brag. I'm not trying to say, oh, look at me, you know, look at what I'm doing. No, I'm trying to tell you that you can come up with a business idea. You can come up with a concept like this so fast. The first thing you need to do is acknowledge the fact that there will be hard work. You will have to put in effort. Not everything is going to be, oh, meditate, journal, affirmations, manifest it. Part of it is, there is that aspect to it, but there's also the aspect that you're gonna have to be on your computer doing research. You're gonna be having to crunch numbers and seeing if things work out for you financially. You're going to be having to reach out to manufacturers or source whatever product or thing you're trying to sell. And if you're selling a service, you're going to have to perfect that service and market that service every single day. There's going to be work. So you have to choose, well, what work do I like to do? What work is fun for me? What purpose and what desire is so strong that I'm willing to work hard? Maybe you want your muscles to be big. Maybe you want to look a certain type of way. Maybe you want to be able to do certain things. You want to be able to lift certain things and carry certain things. You want to be able to touch your toes. You want to be able to have some flexibility and not have back pain or be able to alleviate your cramps when you're on your period and you want to do it with yoga. Like all these things are accessible to you. You have to be able to do the work, do the research, take a deep dive into whatever topic that is and try every day, show up every day. Don't stop until you get what you want. And sometimes that means working a little bit hard. Sometimes that means manifesting it and visualizing it and using that to figure out how your product's going to come to you and the things that are going to happen. But use this as your motivation, right? You can do it. You literally can do it. But you also need to figure out what you like, what you enjoy, how you can monetize that, and the ultimate purpose for what you're doing. The ultimate reason for everything. Now, there's so much free content online. I highly suggest that you check out my money and business playlist if you're trying to accomplish a business goal. I also have like inner work, manifesting playlist. So check out the videos that resonate with you. There's so much free advice there. If you are tired of the free advice, you want like a simple program that's going to give you the result or help you create the result that you want to create, you just want the step-by-step process, I have specific courses for specific goals. They're all linked in the description. So feel free to check that out if you're ready to just invest and get it over with. You don't want to keep looking for so much information and you want to have that access to me, because if you are a part of my courses right now, they're at a great size because I'm able to engage with everybody that has joined the courses. So the sooner that you could get in, the better for you, because as it grows, I may not be able to answer everyone's question in such depth, but currently I am. So that's a good thing. You want to be able to bring your imagination to life, right? The whole point of what you're doing is to be able to experience the life that you want to experience, whatever that means for you. Figure out what that is and ask for the advice, ask for the guidance. I had to ask for the idea. I had to open myself up to the idea, and that came from a deeper desire. So you have to find that desire, you have to ask for the idea, you have to open yourself up to it, and then when you get it, you have to act on it. Do something. The path is not always going to be clear. Like, it's not going to be like God says, here you go, here is your $1 million business idea on a silver platter, and then all the angels like singing and humming in the background and your little offer right there, and it's gonna come to you while you're sleeping at night and you're gonna imagine it, right? Like, that would be nice. That would be nice. But the most likely situation is that it's going to be some random little idea on the side, some random thought that you get, some random thing you see on TV, some random thing someone says to you that you're like, wait, what? Hold on a second. I was just, hold on, that could work. And when you get that little feeling, just investigate it. If you need to ask for more confirmation, ask for it. Look into it more. This is supposed to help you. It's not supposed to put you in a state of anxiety. It's supposed to confirm to you that your desires are valid and you're going to be shown the way. Have faith. It's going to come to you, but you have to be open to it and you have to be receptive to what you're seeing in your external reality. I just remember I asked, and then within that same day or within 2 days, couple days, I got the idea for the actual product. I started designing it right away. I started reaching out to manufacturers right away. Like, everything kind of just started revealing itself to me very fast, which is why I tell you this was less than a week or two ago. And it feels like I went from having no idea, not even the desire, to, okay, I had the desire. I asked for help. I got it. Like, I kept asking for help every step of the way. So you need to ask for help every step of the way, whether that be from God, the universe, your angels, people around you, Google, other professionals, other content creators. People want to help you. Okay, if you have a question and you are following someone on Instagram that is already doing what you want to be doing, ask them how they did it. They will likely tell you. If you really want to know, and if you are really dedicated to doing the work, you're not scared of working hard because you can enjoy the hard work. You can have fun, you know, lifting those weights in the gym because then you get to flex those muscles, right? Then you get to be walking around and say, oh, I can lift that because I'm strong enough to lift that because I've been working out in the gym. These are all perfectly valid experiences to have and desires to have. People will help you if you stay persistent. People will help you if you stay persistent and you are true to yourself and what you want. If you're willing to put in the effort, people will help you. And God will help you. The universe will help you. It doesn't matter what religion you are, if you're spiritual, if you're atheist, if you're agnostic, if whatever you are, whatever you identify as, there are forces that will help you. When you have a clear intention and you know what you want and you do it in integrity, you do it in faith, you stay persistent. You say, no matter how uncomfortable I feel, no matter how many obstacles, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep trying. You will be supported. Period. By yourself, by the people around you, by God, the universe, you will be supported. Okay? So with that being said, that's going to be it for this video. Remember to check out the rest of my playlists and videos for more content. Don't forget to subscribe. It just helps me make more content like this. Don't forget to like this video and share it with a friend. Maybe this can help somebody else. But with that being said, I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.